Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yes, that line forms on the right babe. Not that Maggie's back in back town.
Yeah. Oh, that's a watching football baby.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Yes, sir! 202 on the fan. McMonagle here with you on this Reaction Monday. Taking your calls at 888-808-1019. Fleegs on the other side. And we got you here on this Monday morning till 5 a.m. And the warm-up show after a much better weekend of football. And obviously, now we have the championship games all lined up. And we're going to spend a lot of time complaining about the Giants. But I do want to start with the big game at the end of the night, obviously. As for me, the thing I take away from this game, and maybe, you know, I heard Lori talk a lot about legacies of the two quarterbacks, and that's what I was looking for, right? In some ways, you want to call it legacy, you want to call it the showdown of the MVPs, whatever the case may be. I am utterly disappointed and absolutely furious at the end of this game because ultimately, I don't know, with these two MVPs going against each other, I wanted the answer, right? I'm excited for Bills Chiefs. I think that is going to be a great game. But honestly, that was the most unsatisfying end to a game I can remember. Because I wanted the answer on who was going to win this game and who was going to blow this game and which one of these two quarterbacks was going to be the face of the victory or the loss. And I got to be honest with you. After playing that game, it looked like in the first half we were going to get that answer, and we got playoff Lamar Jackson, right? He goes down the field to start the game, puts it in the end zone, then he throws the terrible pick, then you get, you know, the fumble, and that first half, as, you know, Josh Allen does what he does, he sticks it in the end zone at the end of the half, they get away from the run, some of the same stuff we talked about this Ravens team, right? And it looked like there was going to be, all right, here is what we got, right? As great as Lamar Jackson is, and as good as the Ravens are, when they get into these games, they get away from who they are. Lamar isn't as good as he is in the regular season, that he makes the critical mistake instead of the critical successful play. And we were going to have our answer at the half, 21-10, the Bills have that opportunity to do the Francesa special and score going in and then score coming out in the second half. He puts it in the end zone. It's 21-10. And we'll get into the different as we go through the morning at 888-808-1019 because there's a lot to get to in this game. But the first half played out as if, okay, this is the Ravens who get away from running the ball with Henry, who I think had less than 30 yards of rushing in the first half. They got away from it. They made critical mistakes. The Bills and Josh Allen are running down their throat. And that's the story of the game plan. And that's what we're going to end up saying as we move on. And then the second half happens. And they come out and they force a three and out. They go down the field to get a field goal. They force another punt. And then they score a touchdown, and from that moment on, now you're like, okay, they're losing the turnover battle. They're not playing great. They had that miserable first half, but here they are. And instead of just taking the point, and I hate chasing points that early in the game, right? There's 3 minutes left. They score a touchdown to make it 21-19. And instead of just kicking the extra point and making it a 20-21 game, they go for two and don't get it, which sets them up down the stretch where they have to go for two at the end of the game instead of just kicking an extra point to tie. So that play right there, and they don't give it to Henry on the two-point conversion. And it's like, well, now the game is, we're going to get to see. And it's been reset. Lamar Jackson has stabilized things. The Ravens have stabilized things. They're moving the ball. They're back to the run game. And it just felt like, okay, we're going to get our answer. And then without question, after another Bills field goal, the most pivotal play in the game, without question, because I'm telling you, you watched it. We all watched it. The Ravens were not going to be stopped. It had hit that point in the game where Lamar Jackson and that Ravens offense had figured it out. And they were going down the field, and they were going to put it in the end zone to take the lead in this game. That's what was going to happen. And instead, Mark Andrews makes a dumb play trying to extend over the middle. If you watch the replay, and I heard Fliegelman talking about it, about doing too much, you watch the replay. First of all, you're Mark Andrews. You are not Odell Beckham Jr. You are not going to get around the D-back and go to the outside and gain another 20 yards. If you look at the play, he's gotten 10 yards between him and the safety playing off, you know, playing back. Just turn up, go to the end zone, and get tackled 10 yards from where you caught it instead of trying to get around people and make a big play. I don't know what you're going to do, Mark Andrews. And that fumble, to me, was the game. They were going in. They couldn't have been stopped. They were going to go score there. And the entire momentum of that game had shifted. From the first half to where they were at that moment, the Ravens had completely shifted the momentum. And that game was going to go in a completely different direction than it did after that fumble. That is an absolute killer fumble, right? And Andrews, we know he had we'll get to obviously the end of the game. He had a big drop before the fumble. He doesn't come out and meet the media, which pisses me off. If you're going to be, you know, you got to come out and talk to the media after that play. But that's neither here nor there. But that was the moment in that game. And so ultimately, even like, then you get to the point where Josh Allen, if we're going to have this, like, who won the game, right? Who is the quarterback who won it? Who went there and took it? Josh Allen, at the end of the game, before the final drive from the Ravens, they have it, the Bills, they have it at the goal line to go in and score to end this game instead of kicking a field goal and making it an 8-point game and giving it to Lamar Jackson. Allen has the chance right there to go in. And on third down, instead, and Romo was talking about it. I thought Romo had a good game. They're talking about it. They've been running that version of the tush push or whatever, running it with Josh Allen at a successful level the entire game. Like, you have two plays on fourth down. I'm not giving Lamar Jackson another chance to beat me. Instead, they put him in shotgun and try and run him. And he loses the yards, and you have no choice but to kick the field goal and give Lamar Jackson the chance to win the game. And then you get to that final drive, and that's what bothers me so much, because that was it. Here we go. Lamar Jackson, 3 minutes and 23 seconds on the final drive of the game. Let's see who's the MVP. Let's see if he can drive the field and put this game, tie this game up. Go make the plays. We have our moment. He goes down, and he does it. And then on the two-point conversion, you could live with even, like, if he doesn't make the play, if they get stopped, if there's a great defensive play. But Lamar Jackson does everything you could possibly want him to do in this game. Yes, the two early turnovers. I get it. Right? Terrible interception, terrible fumble trying to do too much off of a botched snap.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The final drive of the game, 3.5 minutes, he goes down the field, takes them down the field, puts it in the end zone, and then gives his all-world tight end the ball right in his chest to tie the game, and he drops it. That was the most unsatisfying. I feel like the card, I can't remember his name, the card player in Rounders, where he says, so unsatisfying. Like, that's what it was. Like, to go down the field, to watch that game, to know that it's these two quarterbacks battling for the MVP, everything it means, another crack at the Chiefs, another crack at Mahomes, another chance to get to the Super Bowl, another big game. Both of these quarterbacks debate all year long about who the MVP is, and none of them, in my mind, as great as Josh Allen was in this game, and he played a cleaner game, and they didn't have any turnovers, and he was, you know, incredible running it down their throat. He's such a load, it's unbelievable to watch him play the position. But he had an opportunity to go win it, and he didn't. And then Lamar Jackson has an opportunity to go tie the game and send it to overtime, where maybe this would have all been settled. He takes them down the field. He puts it in the end zone on an unbelievable play where he had, you know, and blame on the Bills, too. Why the Bills are allowing him to stand back there and not putting any kind of pressure on him and sending anybody and just allowing him to stand back there for 10, 15 seconds before he has to throw the ball. And he gets it to Likely in the end zone. And then he has the two-point conversion. They have the game tied, and we were going to get our answer. We were going to go to overtime, and I promise you, someone would have made a critical mistake. Someone would have made a big play. And instead of just going, okay, the Bills, I feel good for them. I'm looking forward to this game. Great. Lamar Jackson, you know, the same stuff, but the turnovers and obviously the Andrews play, but we would have – I wanted that answer. And early on, it looked like we were going to get it. Playoff Lamar is not good. Playoff Lamar in big games continues to make the bad mistake. This team gets away from the run like they did last year against Kansas City. Maybe not to the same extent, but still get away from who they are. Derrick Henry's not a factor in the game. They're down 11 points at the half. And if the Bills come out and put a score on the board on the first drive of the second half, this game is going the way of non-competitive. And instead, three and out. They have three straight drives with a score, two field goals and a touchdown, and they're going to take the lead, and Mark Andrews drops it. Lamar gets another chance. Mark Andrews drops it. And now it's, like, for me, I don't look at this game and go, Lamar Jackson stinks, or Lamar Jackson can't win in the playoffs. It's hard to look at it that way. I know the early mistakes, and that's absolutely part of the reason they lost, no doubt. And I don't even look at it and say Josh Allen won it, because he had an opportunity at the end of the game to go stick it in the end zone and end it, and he couldn't do it. So this is a game based on mistakes And it's not a game based on Allen went out and took it and sent his team back to the AFC Championship game. Or Lamar Jackson cost himself because he continues to play the way he's played over the last handful of years in the playoffs. He went right down the field and had the game tied. And it was in his hands. It wasn't a bad throw. It wasn't a bad play call. It wasn't a great defensive play. It was, I had it, and he dropped it. And I'm sorry. I was like, that is the worst possible way to end that game with these two guys playing for everything they're playing for, another opportunity to go to Kansas City and take on Mahomes and try and defeat the two-time champion. Right now, the Kansas City Chiefs are, I believe, a point and a half favorite in the game. It should be a good one. I'm looking forward to it. But I got to tell you, as great as that game was, and as much fun as I was having watching it, and as many different wrinkles, and whether it's the penalties and the non-penalties, and what's roughing, and do running quarterbacks not get the benefit of the doubt, the way Mahomes does, you know, that conversation is going to last forever. But the ending of that game to me and everything about it was so anticlimactic and so unbelievably unsatisfying to not have a definitive answer on who won the game and who cost this team the game. Now, you could say, oh, Chris, what are you talking about? 3 interceptions? Okay. 3.5 minutes, go tie the game, and he did everything he possibly could other than walk it in himself. And then we get to the NFC Championship game, which, again, we're going to screen. This is the worst year. Forget season and record and the 100-year football and, you know, a 1-8 record at home. This is the worst year. And this is where, I don't know if Fliegelman's going to agree with me and get a kick out of this. This is the year the Giants transformed into the Jets. Mike, that's what's the, because now they are a laughingstock. And now they are the butt of everybody's joke. And now we have to watch Jaden Daniels go into Detroit against the best team in the NFC all year. A team that dominates in that building. And we got to watch Jaden Daniels as a rookie go in there and be the most mature, confident, steady, reliable, trustworthy, smart football player on the field? And go in there and beat the Detroit Lions? And now have an all NFC East NFC championship game? And then, of course, today, I mean, I don't know when Saquon Barkley's ever going to become an Eagle and not a former Giant. I'm hoping one day, at least for him, that eventually that happens, where he's no longer a former Giant and he's actually just a Philadelphia Eagle. But obviously, the big game, 200-plus yards, the two long breakaway touchdown runs, and everything that went on with that game. But to watch it, and I tweeted this out, because this is what it feels like to be a Giant fan, at least for me right now. Because what we're going to see here is the dichotomy of what they were and what they could have been. And the Giants are right in that middle area of just absolute nowheresville, because they weren't good enough to take Saquon Barkley, who is obviously an incredible player. They weren't good enough all these years to make Saquon valuable to them the way he's valuable to the Philadelphia Eagles. For years, they could not get good enough. They couldn't fix their line, whatever the case may be. They couldn't be. It was a mistake drafting him. If you listen to me at all, if you're a fan, I've been talking about this forever. You don't draft a running back too, certainly. And you certainly don't do it when your roster sucks and you have an aging quarterback and you don't have an answer at the quarterback position moving forward. You do not draft a running back. That doesn't change how great he is and how frustrating it is to know that if he's on a good team, the impact he can have. So the New York Giants for 6 years could not get good enough to have that great player be great for them. And they're not good enough for that. And then they're not bad enough to be able to draft Jaden Daniels, who they desperately wanted, who they were trying to trade up to get. So like, and a handful of Tommy Cutlet wins in the middle of the season last year hurt them and cost them the ability to get this quarterback. And now we got to watch it in our division. And please, I know You could say, well, if they're not good enough for Saquon Barkley, what makes you think they would have been good enough for Jaden Daniels? The quarterback position is so completely different. And please stop. I hear you guys call up. Stop talking about who, you know, what kind of team the Giants are and what's their identity. If you don't have a quarterback, it doesn't matter what your identity is. Get a quarterback, then work on your identity. What was the Washington Commanders' identity last year? 4 wins and the second pick in the draft? What's their identity now? Oh, if Saquon wasn't good in the Giants, neither would Jaden Daniels. The roster's not good enough. The offensive line's not good enough. I'm sorry, that's right. It's the powerhouse offensive line and the great roster of the Washington Commanders that suddenly catapulted them from within 1 year of being the second pick in the draft to the NFC Championship game. You're right. It's that tremendous offensive line that did it. It's the rest of that great roster. You got to watch the running back who you weren't good enough to make great, who the owner and the clip of him at the and the stupid Hard Knocks at the start of the year, and everything else that comes along with Saquon Barkley and everybody taking their shots, and now you've got to see this burgeoning young superstar quarterback who within on his rookie season, I mean, he's not just in the NFC Championship game. Now, I understand Goff played terribly, and I understand they made terrible mistakes and turned the ball over 5 times, and a lot of it is how the Lions handled themselves. But he went in on the road to the number one seed and went for it on 4th down after 4th down, made big play after big play, and took them down in their house. And we know how good the Eagles are, and now we got to watch Jaden Daniels in the division become the next great superstar in this game. This is an absolute disaster for the New York Giants. And they're going to have to figure out how to get on board and start to compete with this team. And it starts with getting a quarterback. And we'll talk about the draft. Oh, you shouldn't reach up and you shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. You know, hey, listen, if you happen to draft a quarterback in the second round, you'll figure it out. Draft the best player available. The New York Giants need their answer at the quarterback position. They're not. There's the 49ers of a few years ago, and you saw how that goes, and they haven't won a Super Bowl. The Eagles have done a great job drafting. The Eagles have done a great job putting their team together. The Eagles have built a complete roster, even with a banged-up quarterback in Jalen Hurts and really no passing game to speak of. They were able to make it through an NFC to get to the NFC Championship game, and they've been a great team. Good luck building an entire roster to compete with the Philadelphia Eagles and the rest of this division now. The New York Giants have to find their answer to Jaden Daniels, not their answer to the roster of the Philadelphia Eagles. But it doesn't matter. It's just been what a miserable, stinking year. From all the losing to winning the one game they shouldn't have to being the laughingstock all year about that stupid, stupid Hard Knock show that they should never freaking done, to watching Saquon Barkley be in the MVP conversation and watching a quarterback they wanted and told us on that show that they wanted to trade up for and missed out because of games won by the great Tommy Cutlets. You got to watch him already dominate this league, go into the belly of the beast, number one seed on the road in a building where they dominate, kick the tar out of them, and now he's getting ready to play the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC Championship game. It is a nightmare for the New York Giants. And John Mara.